bracing for protesters. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Catholic churches around the country beefing up security following the leak of that Supreme Court draft opinion on abortion.
In New York City, officers are being instructed to do at least two drive-by patrols per tour between midnight Friday and midnight Sunday to potentially combat violent pro-choice protests at the city's Catholic churches.
Without this basic right, women can't be free.
Just one example of heightened concerns sweeping the country surrounding the possible protest in the wake of a leaked draft opinion from the U.S. Supreme Court striking down Roe v. Wade.
Fox's Kevin Cork. Justice Clarence Thomas, speaking at a judicial conference on Friday, said the Supreme Court cannot be an institution that can be bullied into giving you just the outcomes you want. The White House not dwelling on planned protests next week at the homes of six conservative Supreme Court justices.
What our effort and our focus is on broadly engaging about the specifics on possible actions and preparing for the release of a final opinion when that is released early this summer.
That's White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki, who says they hope the final decision doesn't look like the leaked draft opinion. It's been a week since an Alabama prison official disappeared with a murder suspect. Now, the first clue, the getaway vehicle has been found outside of Nashville, Tennessee. Lauderdale, Alabama County Sheriff Rick Singleton.
Right now, we're trying to canvass the area for any witnesses. Also trying to research, see if any stolen vehicles were reported in that area during that time. So that's what we're following up on.
But there is still no sign of Vicky White or the man she's thought to have helped escape. North Korea has launched another projectile into the sea off its east coast, thought to be a ballistic missile test, the second in a week. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.
President Biden on a road trip Friday talking supply chain improvements.
President Biden spoke from a metals plant in Hamilton, Ohio.
We learned the hard way that we can't fight inflation if supply chains buckle.
And said we have to make more here at home. He said executives from Honeywell, GE, Raytheon, and others had joined him to support the announcement of a new compact in which large manufacturers will help smaller ones.
Adapt new technologies so we can continue to be the leading exporter of aircrafts and engines and in areas like medical devices, clean energy technologies, and so much more.
Specifically highlighting the power of large capacity 3D printing, he urged Congress to pass the Innovation Act, which he says will invest in manufacturing and technology production here in the U.S. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Senior administration official says the White House is preparing for as many as 100 million Americans to be infected with COVID-19 during an anticipated wave this fall and winter if Congress does not provide new funding for vaccines and testing. Health officials are also looking into more than 100 possible cases, five of them fatal, of a mysterious and severe liver disease in children in the U.S. The comedy world reacting to the lack of felony charges against the man accused of attacking Dave Chappelle.
Los Angeles's DA's decision not to bring felony charges against the man accused of attacking Dave Chappelle during a show at the Hollywood Bowl is not sitting well in the entertainment community. New York club owner Danny Zolden told Fox News Digital, "This is shocking to hear. The individual attacked Dave Chappelle did so with a knife. It was planned in advance." Actor Kevin Hart appeared on Jimmy Kimmel Live on ABC and said, "It's always been about the heckler and the comedian, but it's always been fun." The L.A. city attorney charged Lee with four misdemeanor crimes, which included battery and possession of a weapon with intent to assault. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.